This is JRS News. Coming up, National Plan for the Prevention and Control of NCDs tabled in Parliament, Industry Ministry exploring strategies to protect reggae, and 820 serviced lots to be handed over to sugar workers by March next year. The news in detail after this message. Stay with us.
The teacher wonders, but she doesn't ask.
Child abuse is physical, emotional, sexual.
Child abuse is neglect.
Child abuse hurts.
Report what you see, hear, or suspect. Call 1-888-PROTECT.
But her dreams give her wings and she flies to...
Now the news. The National Plan for the Prevention and Control of Non-Communicable Diseases, NCDs, in Jamaica 2013 to 2018 has been tabled in the House of Representatives. The five-year strategic plan is aimed at tackling the prevalence of NCDs in Jamaica. It also addresses the four major conditions causing death and illness among Jamaicans, namely cancer, diabetes, cardiovascular disease, and chronic respiratory disease. Health Minister Dr. Fenton Ferguson says one of the main goals of the NCD plan is to increase physical activity among Jamaicans by 10% by 2025.
Discussion is taking place with the Minister of Education to reintroduce compulsory physical education in schools. We intend to establish additional healthy zones and green areas in the next financial year. We've also been working with GC Foster College to build capacity for teachers and coaches to promote physical activity.
Minister Ferguson was making his contribution to the 2014-2015 sectoral debate in Parliament Tuesday. The Ministry of Industry, Investment and Commerce is exploring strategies to reap greater financial benefits for Jamaica from the international use of reggae music. Portfolio Minister Anthony Hilton says after a series of consultations with representatives from the Jamaica Reggae Industry Association, JARIA, the Jamaica Association of Vintage Artists and Affiliates, and other stakeholders, two strategies have been identified.
First, a certification mark to designate authentic reggae and or obtain an inscription of reggae on UNESCO's list of intangible cultural heritage. Secondly, a possible certification mark for reggae and or Jamaica reggae to promote the use of Jamaican artists, studios, musicians, and merchandise.
Mr. Hilton adds that the ministry is actively exploring the role that intellectual property can play in supporting the development of reggae and protect the genre from exploitation by foreign interests. In the meantime, Minister Hilton says legislation to facilitate Jamaica's adoption and implementation of the International Trademark Registration System, the Madrid Protocol, is to be placed before Parliament in short order. The Madrid Protocol facilitates international registration of trademarks by way of one application that is recognized worldwide. Minister Hilton says significant progress has been made in addressing several internal issues with the stakeholders on the protocol's provisions.
I can also give you assurance that before this term is out, I have pledged that the Madrid Protocol will be passed. The Act will be passed. I've been pressing JIPO. We have gone a far way in addressing some of the internal issues with our lawyers and others that had differing views. I think we are now of one accord and moving in a very determined way to have the Madrid Protocol finally settled.
Minister Hilton was addressing Monday's opening ceremony for the International Reggae Day Conference in Kingston. And Agriculture and Fisheries Minister Roger Clark says an additional 820 service lots are to be handed over to sugar estate barracks dwellers in Westmoreland by March 2015. The lots are being provided under the ministry's Sugar Transformation Unit Barracks Relocation Project. Minister Clark says 450 lots will also be handed over to sugar workers who've been occupying lands at Hartford to Morris Lane in the parish by November this year. He says another 370 lots will be provided under the food farm aspect of the project. Mr. Clark was speaking recently at Shrewsbury Falls in Westmoreland, where 45 certificates of ownership were handed over to former occupants of Sugarcane Estate Barracks in Barham, Shrewsbury, and Maesmuir. The Sugar Transformation Unit Barracks Relocation Project is in partnership with the European Union and will see more than $21.3 billion being disbursed over 11 years to transform the sugar industry. That was the GIS News. I'm Camilla Guthrie.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.